Aberrant Atomic Youth is a production of Simulacra Studios. If you'd like to support the show, please go to patreon.com/simulacrastudios and follow us on Twitter @simulacrarpgs to get updates on the show and the channel. Circuit, you see this image of what's going on beneath you below, where you see Machinist and Tensor working on some sort of contraption. Give me another tech roll, please.
Alrighty. Tech rolls are where I'm queen. Except for that one. That one I'm not. I'm queen.
Did you
want to
give her the complication?
I got no successes. Okay.
Would you like to spend momentum?
Oh yeah, you do have 8 momentum, by the way, yes. Because there's 8 of you guys.
Yes, please.
Do it.
Allow me to do a reroll.
No, it's not a reroll. You just roll. You spend one per die that you want to roll in addition.
Go ahead and spend a bit of it. It's okay.
Yeah. Okay. Let's try 3. If that's okay.
Okay. You got 5 left. And when you guys fail or botch, I add more back to it. The maximum you have is double you guys.
That is 1 success.
Okay. With your scale, that is enough. You start scanning through the other images. You kind of start thinking, okay, where's the best place for Levon to smash down through? You're not really in control of the cameras, but you basically pay attention and you see when the cameras are sort of pointed up and you see shaped charges into the ceiling.
What?
Basically, like they're rigged to explode up.
Oh shit. Yeah, she's gonna show this to everybody so everybody else can also see. And
yeah, so this imagery gets displayed to everyone.
I mean, Levon, if you just kind of use me as a human shield, you might be able to get past it. Seems like the best way.
But if it explodes up, it's gonna get what's above us.
Central Park.
Yeah. I mean above you is empty air, but it will explode up to where you all are.
Yeah, so aiming straight down is going to set that off.
Fauna.
Yes.
As when you spend a moment looking at these images, something clicks in your head. You think back to the last time that you saw Tensor, and you knew that something was wrong in your head. There was information missing from your mind. And when you look at Tensor and you look at this these images of Machinist, you remember what was lost. You remember that you realized when you got up close to them, they look eerily similar to Machinist.
They're like twins.
Yeah, identical. Yes. That is the closest thing that you can recognize, is that they appear to be identical. Like Machinist has a bunch of modifications to them, but it's not when you see them, that memory clicks into your head of that's what was taken from me.
She kind of she rears back and she goes, Virginia, remember when I said someone messed with my head? I remember.
Well, okay, what do you remember?
They're identical. They're like twins. Machinist and Tensor, they're twins.
Don't like tear it's my ass.
It's not the time, Nisha. Fuck.
Okay. Another shift in hue again. This one is more extreme. There's multiple hues now, and sort of like there is a sort of like a very quick, like, black sort of sphere, like a circle, and then it dissipates and everything goes back to normal.
We don't have a choice. We need to act now and stop them.
There's charges that will... Can Spark see if there's anything that will go off if we go down there, or these are timed as, like, an escape? They're not, like, perimeter.
With the imagery that you get, you can't really tell exactly what might point them out, what will set them off. Like, you don't see a timer or anything. It just, you know that there is there are charges willing, ready to blow up the ceiling of this place.
Is there any other way for us to get in there other than going straight down?
I mean, there is a sewer entrance right in front of you.
Yeah, yeah, there's a tunnel they were guarding.
Why don't we go?
We can split.
I don't know. I think we should all stay together. I just think we should go around and in.
And if need be, use the explosions as a way out. We need to move.
Liberty Lad, you know tactics best. Splitting up or no?
I think we can split up. It's just that some of us will need to try to disable those explosives. And then the rest of us try to take out Machinist then, or Machinist.
Both.
Tensor.
Both. You're not understanding. Both of them are currently at fault for doing this.
Okay, then we take out both, but we're still going to need to split up and get rid of the explosives.
I have to go to them.
I'm sending the layout of the sewers to you guys.
Okay, thank you.
I'm going to go down that way. That seems safest to me. I can lead one of the groups, and someone else can lead the group going straight down.
Let's go. Who can take a beating? Sword Shield, Adoratus.
Yeah.
Circuit, do you want to come with us so you can get rid of the explosives?
I can do that.
I'm going with Rant.
Right, I feel like you guys should have somebody else with you that can.
So who's going where and doing what?
Yep.
Figuring that out now.
All right. Yep. But I want to know what the plan is. Like, is someone going to try and find a way around, like through another sewer entrance?
Yeah, I want to go down through the sewer entrance.
Okay.
And around. And it sounded like Water Lily and Fauna were coming with me to do that.
But okay.
I'll go with Schwarzschild and Liberty Lad and Alterados then.
So sort of clarify sort of the geography of this. The terraformed location has a giant industrial sized blast door in front of it. There's not really another sewer entrance. I mean, you may be able to go a ways in the park, find a sewer entrance, go down and navigate your way there, but you don't know where that connects.
Oh,
it is either like physically burrow your way down or go through that door. That's the only entrance you have right now.
Got entrances. It. I don't think any of us understood that.
Correct. Sorry, I apologize. Yeah.
It's all right. Let's just go through the big door together.
Yep.
All right.
We're in a hurry. Schwarzfield, knock, knock. Who's there?
And I'm going to charge at the doors to literally blow them off their hinges.
All right, sure. You actually need to roll.
Yeah.
Like they almost planned for this eventuality.
Yep.
I want to help if I can. I know I don't have as much Megamite, but anyone that's got Megamite.
You spend the Let's point for momentum. Your for your screen, for your quantum attack, you can add enhancement to this roll.
Got it. Doing that.
Hey, Scott, while they're rolling, do I see any links back to the thing over in Japan when we were there? Because I know Machinist had drones over there as well.
Nothing jumps out at you. It doesn't look like they're using similar, like it doesn't. Give me a tech roll.
Okay. Yeah. Links, girl. Let's do this. Yeah, okay. Cool. Cunning.
Sure.
Okay. Some think fast on your feet, Vaughn. That's all you got, girl. Go for it. One success.
The only link that you can identify is you remember the machine that was like the dimensional machine that Mechanist's drones were kind of like messing with. And you remember seeing like a smaller tank of that going blue substance on there. So that's the only link that you can determine between what's happening here and what happened there.
Circuit, I think that's the blue liquid from the thing in Japan. Machinist was there. that he had drones there.
And I will also say for Water Lily and Circuit, it is also the glowing blue substance that you that was being stolen from the Balance Industries headquarters.
Yeah.
Oh,
can't fight the future.
All right. Schwarzschild, how many successes? This will be a might plus athletics.
I did might plus close combat.
That's fine. We'll go with it.
Okay. Let me roll that. It's the same dice pool. So.
Yeah. It's scale 4, so you do have 1 point of scale over this if you're at full 5.
So I rolled 3 successes, and yes, I am at might scale 6.
Okay. You lean back, like basically Rant sort of gets the molecules vibrating of this material, and you can hear it like rattling, and then you just lay into it, and it creates this huge dent. You can feel the superstructure under everyone sort of shift and move. However, you can put a big dent in it, but it's not open just yet. You need to do it one more time.
Okay.
And they definitely know you're here.
Let me know when I need to roll again.
Good. Just go ahead and roll right now. Okay. Perfectly fine.
Four successes plus a 10. Plus another 10 is 5 successes. Okay, 5 successes total.
Yeah, you totally, with Rant's help, you guys shatter this in and you just come crashing down. You've never fought, like, punched anything that could resist that much force before. Wow. So it was definitely machined perfectly to try to counter your abilities. And then before you is a very dimly emergency lit sort of hallway and embankment that leads down. It's very large. It's this is like a good 15 feet tall, probably like 10-15 feet wide. Definitely you put a lot of equipment, you can move a lot of equipment down in here. And you guys start making your way.
As soon as you guys head past the threshold of the entrance, you all start to feel incredibly strange. With the exception of Cassiopeia, there is kind of just like a buzzing of sensations in your mind. It doesn't feel like anyone's communicating to you. It's almost like uncategorized, chaotic new memories are becoming available to you. It's incredibly disorienting. There is a field condition of information cloud, which is a -3 complication for all roles. It goes away when you spend an action just sort of trying to process through the noise.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to take an action to do so.
Yep.
Hey.
Like, oh boy, it's like the UN Center again.
It feels decidedly different. It does not feel like someone is...
Got it.
Okay. It doesn't feel like communication. It feels like ambient information.
Hmm.
Like errant thoughts. It's very... But not your thoughts. It's very weird.
If we spend the action, does that temporarily remove it? Or does that remove it for the rest of the scene?
It'll remove it for the rest of the scene.
Okay. Then I would like to try and process that.
Okay.
Yeah.
The same action.
All right. So that is going to be an integrity roll.
Is this like a mental, like almost, I don't want to say domination effect, but similar to?
It's not similar to that. It's not something that's being done to you specifically.
Okay.
It's an area of effect that is changing. You're not exactly sure what it is, but it is getting past your defenses.
Yeah, it's very odd.
So okay. Iron Will's not really going to do anything here.
Iron Will will provide enhancement.
Okay, excellent.
But Fawn's categorical immunity to this sort of stuff is not going to apply.
Yeah, anyone with that edge, indomitable, that does not apply to this.
Okay. Do we have a limit on our attribute? Does it have to be a
It would be a, mental attribute.
Oh, yeah. Yay, cunning. Or, oh, no, int. Int always.
Integrity seven.
So I got three successes, and I have three levels of iron will.
Okay.
I don't know how much enhancement per dog.
You add half of round up, so two. If you've got three, you add two. If you got two, you add one. If you
have so five successes total.
Yeah, just two successes for me.
Two, but scale of two.
The end total is the five as well.
Same. Levon got five.
Okay. So
I'm still rolling. Okay. Sorry. One, two, three, four, five. Seven.
All right. So here's how this works. If you got any successes on the roll, you clear the complication. But you need to subtract three from your successes, and whatever leftover successes are clues that you guys can spend to gain advantage from this in this information that's barraging your senses. I will give everyone the core clue, which is that this is their real names are Rose and Richard Lucent. They are not twins, but they are copies of one another. From one of is a copy of the other from a different version of the multiverse, and they are essentially burning this world to apotheosize themselves with the totality of their multiversal selves.
Are they flipping coins?
Effectively,
Levon has one clue he would like to learn.
Okay. I'm just going to go with questions because that's my favorite form.
How do we stop them?
Rose or Tensor is the linchpin. They are the one maintaining this reaction.
I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
Do I think my quantum disruption will shut her down or shut them down?
Yeah, it will. They are channeling this energy through their micro portals. So if you shut down their warp ability, it will stop it.
Got it.
Question: removing, basically breaking the blue goo container and freeing Tensor, will that help stop this effect?
Not really. Okay. It's not so much that. First of all, it's not freeing them because they're
right
in the situation of their own will. But breaking the stuff really wouldn't do much because it's just containing it. They could still channel from it. If you'd have to get it away from them.
Okay, understood.
So they could get it from a puddle on the ground as easy as they can get it from vials.
Understood.
I have a second question.
Okay. Well, does anyone else have a question before we get around?
I have a question. Do they have any other countermeasures in place for us?
They have more drones, and they can summon versions of themselves from other multiverses.
Fuckers.
Is my dad on the other verse?
Infinite numbers of your dads are on the other side.
Oh my god.
And they're all disappointed in you.
Okay.
Question.
Half of Infinite are disappointed to you. The other half are not.
It's an incident. Half is dead.
I've got a question whenever it rolls back.
Okay. Anyone else who hasn't gone have a question?
No. They mostly... These people are covering all the bases. So.
All right. So then I would go around to Levon.
What happened is stopping them the safe thing? Like if I punch something really hard, is that going to blow up the city?
A review of Levon's solution.
Probably not. It might trigger like the explosives that they have around here. So it might put all of you in deadly peril, but it probably won't blow up the city.
All right. I have two questions and I asked them.
There you go.
What's our timer looking like?
Timer is probably within the next 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I have another question. Mm-hmm. Since we are literally viewing bits of them, what is the one thing they don't want us to know?
Ooh, that's a good one.
They don't have much to throw at you. They have what they have is strong, but they have a limited pool to throw at you.
Gotcha. I still have two more questions. Does anybody else have any ideas?
No, please go, please.
I'm actually trying to think of what I've got with my spare.
Yeah, figure out if they have a crush on Cass.
Oh, I have every intention of annoying them. Don't worry. Fucker.
I do have a question, but it doesn't apply to here. What have they set up at CERN?
What's happening at CERN is the thing that they are doing, but they are feeding the reaction from here.
Okay. So when everybody went.
Gotcha. There's nothing anyone can do over there because they're continuing to throw the fuel on the fire remotely.
Oh yeah, no, it's the question of what did they do there?
I mean, they set off their primary device.
Got it.
Any other questions in the air?
Is there any chance we can convince them to stop? Is there a chance we can convince them to stop? Is there a peaceful option on the table?
Looks at Water Lily.
yeah.
Every moment that they are, you kind of get some information about like why this is happening. When they both erupted, in their versions of the multiverse, both of them were at their version of CERN. And something went wrong there. And it caused that version of the multiverse to burn. And Machinist was able to escape to this version of the multiverse. And ever since that point, both of them have been in existential agony about being separated from the rest of themselves. They're aware of themselves, but incapable of fully being whole with one another. Which all is to say, they're in the middle of getting everything they ever wanted. You might be able to talk them down after you stop them, but they're not going to stop.
Mm-hmm.
Understood. I wanted that clarification. Those are my four questions.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Anything from anybody else?
Last for me.
Hold up. Did I not use one of my questions for you?
Oh, I had a five, so I had a bulk.
Okay, cool. Then I still have one question after this. My bad.
Are they willing to kill us?
Any sentiment that they have for you is eclipsed by the fact that they know that there are infinite versions of you out there.
Oh, we're disposable. Cool. Got it. All right.
That they will more than likely make friends with if they so desire.
Mm-hmm. Then I'll ask the other question. What do they think will happen once they complete this apotheosis?
Mm.
They believe that them and every other version of them out in the multiverse will merge into a single being that exists along the continuum of reality.
Well, there you go. Now I'm done.
Damn.
All right. Let's roll initiative.
Yep.
Because drones are coming.
Yep.
Stupid drones.
Well, the general order is 3 PC turns, 2 bad guys, 3 more PCs, and then 2 more bad guys, and then the rest of the PCs will go. Mm-hmm. All right. I got 3 PC turns atop the order. You all hear the buzzing and start seeing at the end, like, glowing lights of these drones starting to swarm out of you like a very mad beehive.
You want me to cut to the chase?
It just, dude, start fucking throwing hands. You know do what you've got to do. Please. You know what you're here for.
Then, yeah, I'm going to go through them, taking out as many as I can, but with the intention of continuing to go forward.
Okay, sure. If you're just going to use, you do go normal sort of short distance, but you can take out much, go ahead and roll strength plus might. No, sorry. Might. Hold on, my cat did something.
Hi, Jack.
Okay, now we have to fight the cat, too. Shit.
Yeah, so might plus close combat plus all your scale. These guys are a little bit heavier. You'll be able to do some damage to them. But we'll see how many you can take out.
I rolled one success on my close combat might roll. Okay. But my density is still up, so my might scale is still 6.
Okay, sure. Yeah, you take... There's literally dozens, so when I say you take out some, you have taken out part of a group, but not a whole group yet.
Okay.
When I say that, just because there would be way too many for me to keep track of.
My want is to continue going so I can break through the swarm.
They are not they are definitely not impeding. You have the ability to impede your movement.
Okay.
You're just too strong for that, personally. All right, another PC turn.
Yeah, I think this is a good shout moment. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to shout at ones that Swartz Chill does not.
Do you have an area effect or anything?
I have beam.
No, but you don't have anything that would actually cover an entire area.
You could max out and try to get that, though. That's an adder.
Beam is multiple opponents.
Okay. Yeah, yes. You can.
Oh, yeah, you just sit there. Okay, sure. Roll ahead and roll.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Because you'll give them a disadvantage.
I forgot about beam.
Beam is good.
Beam is real good.
Yep,
that's why I have it.
So 3 successes, 2 enhancement, 3 scale.
3 scale? Ooh.
Yep.
All these people.
Yeah, he makes a separate non-mixed roll against each target.
Oof. So he doesn't have to make like 30 rolls. We're going to
abstract. It's everything within close.
Yeah, everything within close.
Mm-hmm. Of the target.
With that, you take the one whole group before they're able to go. That was the half that Swartz rolled, and you've hurt the other half of another group by doing that. He just screams, like, where Swartz rolled is just kind of smashing things together and moving them out of the way. You're like actually concentrating and holding your ground and screaming and sending shockwaves that's just scattering them into the concrete walls. Mm. But they just keep coming.
Mm. There's power metal playing at the same time.
Yep.
Nice.
When the doom music drops.
Sweet.
Right?
last PC turn for this part. Who would like to go? They are definitely making headway, but it is going.
Let's say I can follow it up.
Sorry, we still have to spend a turn to like dissociate from this effect, right?
You're the one that botched, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you still have to do so.
Okay, so I'm gonna do that no matter where. So everyone else, I'll go last then. Sorry.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
I could do my own beam. You can
still
spray attack.
You just have you can still do something. You just would have a -3 complication to do so.
Yeah, I'll go last and recalibrate.
Gotcha.
Recalibrating. Sure. You want to do another electrical beam?
If that was a botch, we get some momentum. Dice back.
Yeah, you guys are up. You guys are back up to 8.
All right.
I was about to say, I could do another. I could do a beam unless somebody else wants to get in the thick of it, like Schwarzschild.
I have something, but I need to clarify. Scott, you said that the room that they're in is currently long distance.
Yes, this is the long range brand.
I could try to max out and reach it.
I mean, that's at your turn.
I'm checking with the group.
If you wanted to go now, you can.
Mm-hmm. I think you also need to have, for disrupt, I think you need to visually have eyes on them. Like, you need to be able to see them.
Let me double check.
Yeah, I was about to say, let's check that out then.
And it's definitely down the hall and a little ways around through the main entry. Like, you're not going to be able to just see them.
Sure. No, I understand if it's if it is reliant on line of sight, then this won't work.
Yeah, we'll say it's line of sight. That makes more sense.
Yeah, no worries. Then absolutely, somebody else keep clearing a path.
Okay, I'm going to do that then, unless anybody else says otherwise.
Yeah. Go for it.
Okay,
go for it.
Cool. I will go ahead and do that quantum attack thing.
I mean, the worst I'm going to do is pounce on one like a cat. So
yeah. I did up my quantum attack range to medium, but I think the spray ability is still always close.
Yes, no, it is. Based off your target, anything that is within close range of your target gets gotcha. Hit.
Basically, you hit a small bubble of people of targets.
Nice, get them.
Okay, yeah. So let me go ahead and do that, and that is aim and dex.
Yep.
Else that applies. I don't suppose weak spots would help me at all.
No.
Yeah.
No, not this.
I don't know. If they're spark based, actually, yeah, I would give her the weak spots advantage. Sure.
2, 3, 4. That is 5 successes.
Anything else, scale and the like?
No, I don't have anything for scale.
Well, if it's based off your quantum attack, then you definitely should have some power scale.
Yeah, because every shot beyond the...
Yeah, it's quantum power 3.
So that's like 3-2 scale? Yeah, that's an additional 2 scale. So you got, what, 6 attacks, 6 successes plus 2 scale?
Yeah.
Okay. It's 2, Yeah, you take out that, because you have that spray ability, you take yet another group out. So you've taken a large chunk, almost half of these drones out. But hell now yeah. It is their turn to go. So one group is going to sort of form up and create sort of this literal drone wall to keep anyone from going past. The one person who essentially is immune to this is Schwarzschild, because he is so much Megamite, they physically cannot push him. But anyone who tries to get past a short distance from these guys is going to have to make a roll, and you're going to suffer a complication on the roll, because they're literally physically getting in the way of you and keeping you from getting past them. The other ones are going to start opening fire small rockets at you guys. And this is also kind of going to be a spray thing. So they're going to target Levon first, because he's the one who breached the perimeter. So go ahead and roll defense.
I will use stamina. All right, I got 2 successes on my roll. And does this count as, what is it, area of effect damage?
No, or not this.
Indirect damage?
No, it wouldn't be. The indirect damage is like a fire or something that's like continuous, generally.
Okay.
This is a targeted thing that could target other people around you. It's just you're so far ahead of everyone else at this current moment. No one else is really being affected. However, with your just raw toughness and your canniness in fights, the missiles hit past you, they take a chunk out of the wall, but they aren't able to like actually hurt you, they don't touch you. And then the rest, then some more are going to be firing now into the back group. So they're going to hit they're going to target Rant. Actually, no, that was just their go. Yeah, they're going to target Rant. Sure. You'll go Rant, make your defense, and who would be next to Rant?
Probably me, because I trust him so much.
Sure. Oh, no. That's fair. All right, so I need Eteratos and Rant to make a defense roll.
Cool. Is there a way for me to get the attacks that is directed at
if
Rant?
If it was your action, I would say yes, but they got you before you took your action.
Okay, so in the future, I would have to like take my action to then...
Bodyguard him, essentially.
Okay, cool. All right. So what are we rolling again?
defense. So pick one of your mega attributes, not mega, one of your resistance attributes. So like stamina, closure, resolve, and add one to that because your defense is naturally one. Oh, they roll pretty well.
I got no successes, so I got one.
Okay.
My defensive one.
Okay. I got to reroll these. What is your guys' soft? Well, let me get the defense.
I have four for defense and three soft armor.
You have three soft armor. What about you, Rant?
I have one soft armor.
Okay, Rant, these are scale two attacks. You're going to take two health levels of damage as these things explode and rock you off your feet. You're prone. You, Alteratus, are just going to take 1 point, like one health level of damage. For Alteratus, I'm just going to say you kind of got blown back, so you're you kind of got the wind knocked out of you. But for Rant, you have literally a broken arm right now.
Okay, I have a question. Am I still bruised from earlier?
Yes. Okay. Yes. You have not had time to heal.
Does durability do anything with that?
That was factored in.
It adds soft armor.
Well, yeah. I have soft armor, three soft armor, and plus two durability.
Where, like, is it the soft armor? Is that coming from your durability?
It's from toughness. Toughness, yeah. And
so you have durability scale. Which, what's your durability scale?
Is it just the durability? So the two durability is my.
So how many levels of toughness do you have?
Three.
Okay, so yeah, you would have two additional soft armor from durability scale.
They actually, then you just got, don't worry about the hurt. You didn't get hurt, injured, because your scale and their scale canceled each other out. Mm-hmm. They just do a complication on you for until your next action. You have a -1 to do anything.
Roger. All right, cool.
But because Rant is a soft boy, he got hurt more.
Yeah.
Rant, I'm gonna save you, buddy.
So I am maimed right now. I only have three health levels before I'm taken out. So I am currently very badly hurt.
Yes, yeah, I'm like, you get behind me. Yeah, you've got a broken arm and some severe lacerations and bruising. Basically, yeah, you're basically going to have that +4 penalty to like moving and doing very strenuous physical activities.
Got it.
Okay, that was their go. Now we got some PC turns.
I would like to go.
Fawn, sure. Please save the boy.
Fawn's gonna reach out and he'll rant.
Sure.
I spend that quantum. A point of quantum. And I'm going to roll my dice. All right, 1, 2, 3, 4 with a 10.
Is it based on the number of successes you get?
It's both, I believe. It's rating. My rating is 5, so I can actually bring back from the dead. I got 4 successes, and I can heal basically everything. But let me pull it open. I know I had it here.
Equal to the unmodified penalty. Okay.
Healing, blah, 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 blah. Safely applied the effects normally acquiring. I mean, it just tells me I can do it. Healing roll per condition equal to their healing rating.
So how many successes did you get?
5.
So you can heal any combination of 5. So you can heal either the bruised or the injured, or you can only heal the maimed, essentially, or the maimed and the bruised.
The maimed is a -3, I assume?
It's 4.
-4. Then I'm going to do the maimed and the bruised.
Okay. Yeah, so your maimed and the bruised are gone. Your arm is no longer broken. You can feel it re-knitting itself.
But I still have the injured condition, right?
Yes, you still have the injured condition.
Right.
Next round, baby. Next round.
Yep, the next person.
Hell yeah.
You did it, baby.
All right, so I think we have Alterados, Cassie and Liberty Lad left. And Water Lily.
Yep.
I could go a little closer towards the end.
Okay.
So maybe Atrados.
I mean, yeah. So for me, Atrados knows he can't get past these things.
You can definitely try. I mean, I'm not saying you can't.
Does it like, because he's not very tough in general, in terms of like physical strength. Does it look like he could push through it, or
you can always attempt to do it. You could channel and try to get mega strength.
Mm.
And help push yourself through and
reach into that dark place. All right, let's do it.
Okay, so you're gonna channel.
Uh-huh. What is that?
Take a point of flux. I'm sorry.
All right.
Yeah, go ahead.
Take a point of flux.
Mm-hmm.
Spend quantum points up to your quantum rating to build a dice pool.
All right.
And then you can take additional flux to get enhancement on the roll that you're about to do.
Mm-hmm. I have like one more flux until I'm like 10.
Ooh, well that's gonna be tricky.
Yeah, that's not great.
And, it's gonna force you into a bad situation. So you have to figure out what you want to do.
Maybe not.
Or a really good
one. Say, is your instability already active then?
yeah, it is. So I'm just gonna use the three dice pool.
Okay.
Three successes.
Yeah, you can easily buy up to mega strength two, mega might two.
Mega might. Oh, look at me! I feel so strong. He ripped off his shirt with this blazing, amazing tan six pack. And he's just like, with his hair, he's gonna push forward, climbing the wall, and try to get the top, top right corner, in order to break through.
Yeah, go ahead and make me a might plus athletics roll. You will be obviously able to add your new, brand new, shiny, might scale 3 to this.
Is it warm in here, or is it just me?
I don't know. I mean, that's abs. Why I had to take off the shirt. One, two.
What is your current level of transcendence when you're done, by the way?
I heard Atrada.
Four successes, and my transcendence right now is medium 7.
Okay.
So.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. You get a moment of being hot, and then your whole body becomes hair.
Oh my god!
Become cousin.
Cousin it.
I'm just gonna put cousin it.
Your hair from your head is taken over your entire body. Like it's just encased your entire body.
That is amazing.
But you do bust right through all of them. Like you bust through. You're able to get. You destroy a few of them. Not many. But mainly, you just break through and able to get past that barrier. So if you wanted to continue on without being impeded, you can.
Yeah, I'm gonna keep going on. I got my mission, and now the hair is taken over. So Alterado is just facilitating what the hair wants.
Yeah, got it.
Hope it's for the good of mankind.
Yeah. Well, that only lasts for like basically your action. So you're not gonna have the super strength afterwards unless you.
You can keep spending to maintain it.
Yes, you can.
Keep spending flux or
no you keep spending quantum to maintain your super strength.
How long is my hair?
Find out.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Okay,
it's got like hairy six pack now.
Yeah, no, it is like literally the body is hair, so there's like ropey things where muscles were.
It's like a hair golem.
Awaken anything in me.
Next PC, please. Who hasn't gone?
I'll go. At this point for Cassiopeia, she's in full pro StarCraft player mode with the level of micromanaging she is doing from her studio. And she is going full tattletale. If you are of importance in her opinion, or any opinion, you are getting an update on what is happening right now. And she is putting her full attention into that. So, you know, that goes for people in the Terrigen, that goes for the Utopia people, like, everybody is being updated on the sitch. And so that is what I wanted her to do on her turn.
Okay. you get that message out into the world. Like you're hyper typing. I'm so good at video games.
Like and no blinking, like complete concentration. There's like three laptops open. Like, yeah.
And almost instantly you hear a very strong like telecommunication message coming to you. You hear over like the quantum static, you hear the voice of Devis Maul saying, "Thank you for the information. I have to stay here to contain this. It needs to be shut down. Be worthy of what has been given to you, Sovereign."
Oh my god, Senpai has noticed me. She slows down for just a moment out of reverence, but then speeds back up because she's taking his advice.
Right. So that's going to be Waterly and Liberty Lad left this turn.
Yep. I'm recalibrated.
Okay, so go ahead and make that integrity roll.
Okay. It's just integrity?
Integrity plus a mental attribute.
Ah, yep. Thank you.
Hate to ask, did we miss a bad guy's turns?
No, you killed them.
Oh, cool. Thank you.
You had more AoE in you than I thought you did, so you did better than I expected.
Ah.
Sorry, I keep rolling tens.
Good.
Holy shit. Oh, that's okay, that cancels out. Okay, that was another 10, but then a 1.
Why do you not cancel?
Yeah.
They don't? Okay.
No, not in the system.
I thought that's how you botch, though.
No, you botch when you don't roll any successes and you roll ones.
Ah, okay.
While he's calculating how many
of them are left? Okay, 5 successes.
Okay, so that means you clear the complication and you have 2 clues if you wish to ask any questions.
What is... is there a specific device that is anchoring them to this dimension? That's in this area, this location?
No, they're in this dimension sort of natively.
Okay.
And that's the problem for them.
And then is there anything how do I disable the explosives?
I mean they are electronically rigged. An EMP would probably be your best bet to knock them out.
Okay, I will let Circuit know that.
Noted. All right, and then we have Water Lily.
Yeah. Matt, how many bots are left? How many drones?
So you basically got one group of on offense and one group on defense right now.
Okay. God, I'm gonna regret it, but I feel like I gotta beef myself a little. I'm gonna max out.
Okay.
Sure. And try to pull up quantum field.
Yep.
Oh boy. Scott, that does activate instability.
Noted. What's your total level of transcendence?
Oops, sorry. Looking at a different part of the screen. Her total transcendence right now is 2.
Okay. Oh, that's right. You took transformations for other purposes rather than...
Correct. Yeah. She's not high transcendence. Yes.
She's just weird.
Shut up.
Shut up. I'm right.
Shut up. I'm awesome.
I'm so awesome. Okay. Let me roll and see how awesome. Okay. So quantum plus... Lux. Come on. Oh, God bless you. Okay, so that's and a so that is 3 successes and all of them are going straight into quantum shield.
Quantum shield field?
Excuse me, yeah, field.
Okay, so the protection one.
Correct.
Cool. Okay. Yeah. What does that look like?
Well, that depends on what the instability is, I guess, since I feel like that'll play for this. But no, very likely, given her abilities, it is very likely a, I think it's kind of just instead of an opposite of an air hum, it's like everything is just perfectly still around her. Like the air doesn't even seem to move. Okay. And that gives it a weird visual displacement.
You're killing all inertia around you.
Yep.
And your quantum instability is you gain a psychological shift.
Oh.
You have obsessive thoughts. You keep going over every interaction with Tensor. I should have seen this coming. I should have been able to suss out what was up with them. You know, I was the closest to them. I should have seen this coming. Is like the loop in your head.
Got it. Okay.
Okay. Now we're back up at the top of the round. PCs may go.
Probably Levon should go first again. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I will continue to tear into the thickest part of the cloud, trying to make my way through them and get to the twins.
So I'll sort of clarify. You're actually behind them. You're behind them. They're behind you, which basically means you could freely go down the hallway. There is nothing impeding your way. Or you can stay back and destroy the bots.
I think stopping them is the highest priority. I trust in my team to deal with the bots.
So you start making your way down there.
Yes.
Okay. You turn the corner, and what Scott depicted earlier is happening. But as you turn the corner, you see someone who you don't get a great look because it's all emergency lighting, but a person about the size of Tensor comes out of like the shadows, holds up their hands, and now I gotta make a roll.
Holds up their hands and loading. Yeah.
Always fine when the game does that, right?
Activate cutscene.
Yep, damn. Kind of.
Hopefully it's not a quick time event.
Actually, for you, it may be. I need
to roll. Quantum dream up on this bitch.
Yes.
Press X to cry.
Okay.
I thought I was supposed to roll. What the hell? Oh, that's there it is. All right, I gotta roll some dice. Go ahead and roll defense.
And that's my defense stat plus my defense score, correct?
Well, it's roll defense. Yeah. Yes.
It's one of your resilience attributes.
Right, die. I need you to.
And then it's successes plus one.
Gotcha.
What? You're not gonna. Okay, I'll do that in a second. Let's see how well they do. Okay. Yes.
Two successes is what I got.
Okay, they got six, but they are not trying to hurt you. They pour all of their quantum power into this, and suddenly you stop moving. For all of your megamite, you feel like something is physically holding you in space, and you cannot get out of it right now. Because they were waiting for someone to turn the corner.
Gotcha.
And you do see a field around you. It's not invisible. You do see like a glow has come around you that this sort of purplish turquoise color has come around you, and you are stuck. Your action was to get in there and try to do something, but they interrupted your action essentially.
Gotcha.
Right. Can you try and break out of that?
Yes, he will be able to try to break out of that, but that's gonna have to wait because he beat you full forehand. Because next then he's going to have to basically physically bust his way out.
Okay.
I'm just saying because he didn't take an action.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize. I am trying to manage all this. Let me read. Okay. Oh, okay. Gotcha. Now I know. Yes. Go ahead and try to break out of this.
Okay, what do I need to roll?
You're going to roll, this is definitely going to be might plus athletics.
Okay.
Take some momentum.
Get it. Yeah, we got plenty of momentum. We're still at 8. Get it.
Mm-hmm.
But the durability of this thing is equal to yours, is 5. So you're not getting any bonuses from scale.
Okay. I rolled 5 successes.
Cool. So let me look at their... So that's... Yeah, you are able to crack this energy field barely, and you sort of come down on one knee, but that did take all of your action to, like, you were stopped for a moment, and you kept going, and you barely were able. You know that if anyone else was in that field, they would have been, like, crushed.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, that was your action. Next PC.
I'll go if no one else wants to go.
You go.
I will fly up to this person and use my and try to convince them to let our friend go with.
You are back with everyone else behind the field of drones.
Oh, okay.
So you have not made it. You have to make it past them first.
Okay, I'll try to do that then. I'll fly through them.
Let me spend. Okay, sure. Then this is going to be a might plus athletics or might plus close combat. Whatever you prefer.
Okay, I'll do might plus close combat.
They have a scale 2, and it's there's a small amount of difficulty on this to get past them.
Okay, I got 3.
You got 3 total?
Yes.
Okay, you are able to sort of bust through the defensive line without further being impeded.
Okay.
But just barely, like you just made your way and you moved a close distance. Okay. All right. One more PC turn.
Real quick. I Fawn can go at the bottom of the round. I need about 15 minutes. I thought we would have, this would be part of our break time, and my uncle's real quick. So I need to talk to him, but it should only take me like 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm. That's fine.
Okay.
So I will be right back. If it gets to my turn, if no one else is injured, I'm just going to be healing Rant again.
Okay.
Do you guys want Cassie to either like chatterbox in these guys' ears, like maybe try to give them like a distract, like try to distract the twins, or would you rather like me use an inspiration to like fiddle with the bomb? Tell me about what you guys think.
The bomb's not bad. If there's any way to basically lower the difficulty on getting past these drones, that'd be also helpful. Otherwise, yeah, no, you could definitely try and like throw Tensor off their game.
I think I would like to do that. Is that something? Regards, I want to be annoying in somebody's mind. Would that like give them like, I don't know, like a distracted condition or something?
Yeah, that could give them a distracted condition.
Cool. Then that is something I would like to do. I would like to just nonstop funnel the micromanaging bullshit.
Okay, so
that I am doing into one of their heads.
You are most familiar with Machinist. You actually have never met Tensor. Yeah. So it would most likely have to be them or him.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could roll to try and get to Tensor.
I'll go for the Machinist now because it's the easiest. We'll switch off.
Okay.
So that is what I would like to do. He is going to get the stream of conscience of somebody running a 3-person news station live.
All right, go ahead and give me a presence roll or a persuasion roll.
Okay.
And you're definitely going to be using all your whammy.
Let's do it. Three successes with a mega of 3.
Okay. Yeah, you give me some taste of what you say.
He hears me on a Zoom call talking over people. He hears me stopping everything that I'm doing, yelling at people to be like, okay, turn on the cameras, and then to give a update to the city about everything that's going on. And then she swivels in her chair to just keep chattering on different Zoom calls, phone calls, reading out texts she's getting in her head. Like, he is getting all of this information.
Noted.
Just yammered in his ear by the grating voice of Cassiopeia Cortez.
Yeah, you see what we have to deal with? Like, that over is- at our house. This is every day.
This is why this dude didn't leave his room. Like, I understand. Like, this dude didn't come out because I was going to talk at him. And honestly, it's torture.
Nice. All right. So who's next?
Yep. Now it's the bad guy's turn.
Okay.
Good guy's turn.
Okay. So the barricade has fallen. So the drones have recalibrated because they know that too many of you. So now they're just firing wildly at all of you, basically. We're going to get some more missiles at this time at Fawn and Rant, because you guys are next to each other. And missiles are going to go at Circuit and Levon. Not Levon, Liberty Lad. So first we're going to do Fauna and Rant. Guys, roll defense for me. Ooh,
probably
two successes.
Are you going to roll for Scott, okay. For Fawn Scott?
Yeah, I forgot he wasn't here. Fauna's not here right now, so you need to roll for her real quick.
Oh. Shit. Sorry, I had also left.
How dare you.
These things happen.
Who would be close to Circuit? Would that be you, Water Lily?
Very likely.
Okay, because so it's going to be Rant, Fauna, Circuit, and Water Lily, and then Liberty Lad.
All right, so I'm rolling
as well. Because Alterado and Schwarzschild are farther down the hallway.
Yeah.
Okay. It's just defense attribute.
Yes, the defense. No, it's one plus whatever your resistance. You roll your resistance attribute and add one, plus any other modifiers you may have.
Fuck yeah!
Gotta roll those guys. Okay, I got mine. Whenever, so for Water Lily and Fawn, did you roll yours, Fawn?
Hold on, I'm dealing with that.
I'm sorry, I said Water Lily and Fawn. Sorry.
Yeah, I've rolled mine if you want Water Lily and Circuit.
Yeah,
Fawn has a four.
Fawn has a four. So, Rant, I'm going to just narrate a little bit. Fauna actually tackles Rant to the ground as missiles come screaming past both of them.
Oh, baby.
They missed you guys. So,
that makes sense.
Yeah. And now, Circuit and Water Lily, what'd you guys get?
I got a five.
You got five.
I got two and have all of this field active.
Okay. So from the five, straight five, they got six. So they do ping you. What is your soft armor?
Two.
Okay. They are just going to give and you a couple. Yeah.
Hard armor, two.
They don't hurt you. They just do a complication. So until you, until the end of your turn, you basically have a complication of basically them, unstabling your footing. Essentially, you had to jump back. And for Water Lily, what's your durability net right now?
Sorry, I changed my armor rating. What's the durability combo again?
Okay, so. You get a flat one because you have the deflection of the quantum field up right now.
Correct.
So you get a flat bonus, I believe, half of your quantum as soft armor, and then you get a scale for every dot above the first one.
Correct. All right. That brought me to four.
Oh,
for soft armor?
Yes.
Okay. And what's your total durability scale?
That's what I was asking, is durability is what math, please?
It is one plus any modifiers that would be added to it. So cool. For every dot
if
above...
you have If you have dots of toughness, that adds to your durability.
Right, right. That one she does not have. She doesn't have toughness.
What is it? How many dots did you buy of the quantum field?
All three.
Okay, so you got one, two, three. So you got three.
Forgot to add my quantum field
and
I
have my two. I have my two on the roll.
Well, it wouldn't. The quantum field just keeps you. The soft armor and the quantum field and the durability in general just keeps you from getting hurt. It doesn't keep you from getting hit.
Correct.
So you definitely got hit. Same with Water Lily. You guys are just put off, like, off guard by the attack, but you're not harmed.
Okay.
Got it. Thank you.
Because you're literally protecting yourself with your quantum powers.
Yep.
And now we roll for Liberty Lad. Go ahead and roll your defense.
I got four successes.
Four. Okay, they hit you, but what's your soft armor right now?
One.
One. Okay. They are able to hurt you just barely. So, Joe, go ahead and take a bruised tough level.
Okay. I'm going to roll absorption.
Oh, I didn't know you had that power. Cool.
Ooh. I do now.
Yep. Yeah. This is kinetic, by the way. This would be a kinetic.
I took the tag to be broad. So,
wow. Awesome.
So, two. Okay. Two successes.
Yeah. You absorb it then.
Cool. Thank you.
You're not hurt. And you can keep going. All right. Okay, okay, now we're going to go to the next PC turn.
Real quick, did I take my action already?
No.
No.
Okay, cool. Is anyone else hurt other than Rant currently?
I've still got a hanging bruised. That's about it.
All right, then if anyone protests, I am back, by the way. I'm going to reach out and heal Rant again.
Beautiful. Yep, do it.
My request, if I'm healing you, keep a tally of how many points I've pumped into you, because currently, Rant, I've pumped in 5 to you.
Right. And so, when we get over 10, I get a flux.
When it rolls over 10, you get a point of flux.
Right. Gonna.
Roll my dice. Sorry. I'm going. 2, 3, 4. 4.
Oh, that can easily heal the bruised on Rant.
Okay, cool. Then I will go ahead and heal that bruised, and the rest will just kind of, I guess, go off into the aether.
Yeah, well, you don't have to spend on anything you don't use.
Right. So you've taken a total of
7
points of healing.
Injured, yeah, right.
Got it.
All right.
Thank you.
That was another PC. Any more?
I think she's gonna try and shove through. Not be successful, but we'll give it a go.
Sure. Well, you don't have to. Paul, correction. Anyone who's good, the drones have reconfigured. They're not in a wall anymore. They're just flying around, shooting at you guys. So you can just move right past them if you want, but they're gonna continue firing at you.
Yeah. Basically,
firing assholes.
Yes.
Yeah. She'll basically, because again, we're obsessive now. So I need to get in there. And we'll just run past, straight forward.
Good. You move past. You're a little ways away, but you have not gotten into the room yet.
Okay.
Because you don't have any like super speed or anything like that I need to be aware of.
Nope.
All right. Another person to action.
I want to try and clear out the remainder of the drones.
Okay. Sure. There's two. Like I said, there's two groups still. So, okay. But you can see if you can do a lot of damage.
2, 3, 4, 5 successes.
Is that total or
no? 2 enhancement and 3 scale.
5 plus 9.
Hell yeah!
That's very good defense. And the thing is, what's really kicking it is every dot of every point of scale you have over their scale, you can take the inflict damage effect again.
Right.
It's so good.
And so you just like have so much more scale than them that you're able to just, so you blow up an entire group. Like there's only one group of drones left.
Got it.
You good. Shatter them and scream and they just kind of fall apart.
Brilliant.
Okay. Yeah. So that's any more PCs, because this is pretty much everyone else until the next up around.
Yeah, I haven't gone.
Yeah, I haven't. So I'll
If you want to move down, I can try and use mine to take out the last of the drones.
Yeah, yeah. So I'll just start heading. I'll just continue going forward.
Okay, you go and you turn the corner. You're basically where you see the main room. You see Schwarzschild there, the tank, everyone. And you see that mysterious figure that was doing something, had some like weird light on the tail end of light on their hands. You turn the corner and another person comes out and sort of gets in front of you, like body. And you see this person as clear as day because they literally just come out of nowhere and get in front of you. They look, other than like maybe slight change in hairstyle and color, they look exactly like Tensor and the Machinist.
Oh, hey, what are you up to?
Becoming whole.
Oh.
You still have an action, so if you want to do anything.
Yeah, can I get past you real quick? Because it's kind of ruining the universe.
Just this part of it.
I'm one of the idiots who lives in this universe, so I'd like...
And there are billions of idiots just like that. Just like
We're coming at an impasse. All right, I'm just going to like... kind of like shuffle around him awkwardly.
They are actively keeping you from moving past them.
Moida him. That's what you're good at.
Yeah, but he's not rich.
What? Like, what is he too poor for you to murder?
Assholes too.
Exactly. Yeah, I can't. Like, what is this? Now I'm gonna activate Quantum Aura.
Sure.
So I think that means that he has to roll against his damage resistance.
Yeah, I'm reading something real quick.
Because my hair is like, it's like, there it goes.
There. At least you still talk like you, and it's not just meep meep.
that's like the next.
I'm gonna spend some quantum, and I'm gonna did it. I'm assuming it's your hair that's like your quantum aura. Okay, let me roll what I can do. I'm going to spend some quantum.
You cut my hair, I'm going
home. How much damage do you actually do? Like, what's the...
It's quantum. Okay, I think it does indirect damage equal to your quantum, which is 3.
Nice. Yeah, let me double check that, because I got to roll. Yeah. I had to roll against something.
Yeah, he basically rolls against a damage rating of 3.
Yep.
So it's a stamina plus resolve.
Yeah, I got it. When you strike out with your hair and you kind of like send it out to impale this person, it hits them, impacts them. It does not move them, and they seem to there's a glow in their eyes as they absorb all the kinetic energy.
Oh, okay. My bad. Did you? my bad. That's all I'm gonna say.
Okay. Is that what your action, or was that reflexive? I think that was reflexive.
Oh, was it reflexive?
I can't remember if Quantum Aura is reflexive.
Yeah.
Pretty sure it's reflexive, so that means
you can Yes, it is. So something. You still have an action. You can still do
that. And wrestle.
Yeah.
Wrestle Brown, like, just choke this guy out.
Yeah, like, one of my other tentacle arms is just going to try to claw him in. Yeah. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
I'm loving
it. I'm choking him.
I'll roll the defense.
Okay, please. Oh my god, I got a sexy 1.
You do not. You start trying to like hit them and grapple them and get in their way. They're just too wiry for you, and they are just able to stay in front of you without you being able to actually get a hold of
him. I'm like, oh my god, this is just like a lot. Does it look like he can like do I still have like movement?
No, because he'd be literally impeding your movement. Like,
well, I was thinking, could I like just climb on the wall?
You can do that next time.
Okay, cool.
Because you already used basically quote unquote your move to get here.
Oh yeah, you're right. All right, cool. Then that's it then.
Okay,
I'm just awkwardly staring at him.
Awkwardly staring. All right. Well, any more PCs?
Yep. I'd like to try and take out that last group.
Sure. Beam. Go ahead.
Yay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 7 successes with a scale of 3.
Oh, yeah. Is that your total?
Yes. Oh, wait, 8 successes. Forgot. But, yeah, because I've got the power at 11.
You're able to barely, you're able to barely destroy that last group.
Nice.
Your scale and just frying all of them. And also, yeah, because you know the weaknesses of Spark, and you're able to bring all them. So they're, all the drones are gone now. All of them are
gone. So right. As you destroy the drones and then all of you start to move up and into the room, and like other versions of Tensor and Machinist start to appear to sort of use abilities to impede your way. Machinist, like as he's flying around his little egg compartment, he's like, "Shut the fuck up, Cassie! God damn it!" and he says, "Rose, they're breaking through. Fuck caution. Hit it now." And at the contraption, Tensor, punches her hands through the lids of two of the vats, putting their arms up to the elbows, which immediately start to sizzle and burn off. They scream as energy starts pouring out into the micro portals surrounding them, and then the world goes white. And that's where we'll end it this week. Tune in next time to see where things go from here on Aberrant Atomic Youth. Don't forget to follow the characters on Twitter to see more of the story, and follow Simulacra RPGs for updates on the show and the channel. If you'd like to support the show, you can subscribe to our YouTube and Twitch channels at Simulacra TV, but the best way is to go to patreon.com/simulacrastudios and become a patron. A big thanks to our $5 and up patrons. You keep the story going, and we couldn't do it without you. Until next time, remember, your legacy is our future.